A rare violin is now up for sale with a whopping $18 million price tag. If it goes for the asking price, the violin will be the most expensive instrument on Earth. Now, it's easy to assume it's a Stradivarius, the closest thing to a household name when it comes to famous violins, but many violinists prefer the sound of those made by Guarneri del Gesù. Violin maker Sam Zygmuntowicz joins us from our New York bureau. We spoke with him in 2008 about his scientific research on violin acoustics. Welcome back to the program, Sam.
Great to talk to you again.
Tell us more about this violin.
Well, this is one of the late works of Guarneri del Gesù, who was one of the late contemporaries of Stradivari. And at the time of Strad, he was much less well-regarded. But his instruments were popularized by Paganini. They tend to be very robust violins, thick in wood, quite massive in sound.
And it's called a Vuitton?
It's called the Vuitton. Vuitton was one of the most famous soloists of his time, which was probably about 100 years ago or more. And violins tend to pick up the names of their owners, or if they were used by a famous player, they like to stick that label on it. It's a way of differentiating the violins, and it's certainly a useful sales tool.
I'd like to play an excerpt, if I may, of our conversation from a few years ago, when we were able to hear firsthand the difference in sound between a Guarneri and a Stradivari with the help of violinist Aaron Boyd. And you're going to play the Di Gesù, the Guarneri.
Plaudin del Gesù.
Now, for contrast, I'm going to give him the Wilmot Strad to play, which is a very different sort of sound. How would you categorize the main difference between the two fiddles?
The Wilmot has a, in general, has this wide array of colors. It's like playing on a rainbow. And the Del Gesù just has that kind of punch that I think a lot of fiddle players really gravitate towards. They know that when they play this fiddle, it's going to soar to the back of the hall.
That was Aaron Boyd playing and commenting on the differences between a Guarneri and a Stradivari violin. Sam Zygmuntowicz, what do you think? What separates the Strad lovers from the Guarneri fans?
Well, those were two very good examples of the difference between Stradivari and Guarneri. Generally speaking, Guarneris are very full on the low end and have a little less in the high frequencies, whereas Strads are really characterized by a lot of high frequency response and a little less lows. People use different words for Strad on the upper end, twinkle, sizzle. Guarneris, by contrast, tend to be very thick, massive, and full.
There's actually a video online of soloist Philippe Quint playing the Guarneri that's actually up for sale. Now, this is the violin that's being sold by its current owner, British banker Ian Stoutsker, through the Chicago firm of Bine and Fushi. So, Sam Zygmuntowicz, this Vuitton Guarneri that's for sale has been dubbed the Mona Lisa of violins. Does it deserve to be the world's most expensive instrument?
Well, I don't know why anything deserves to be the most expensive of anything in the world. It's about collectability and provenance and condition. The Vuitton is actually very, very well preserved. There's no cracks that I know of. There's no internal patches. So it is very much as it left the maker's hands with some changes. So from that point of view, it's a great specimen. It doesn't necessarily make it a great player's instrument, but in this case, it is. And what makes the Vuitton different than some other Guarneris is that because it's quite healthy, a little bit thick in wood, it actually has more brilliance and more presence than many Del Gesus.
Well, Joshua Bell played the violin, and he speculated, since it was actually played by the violinist, the great violinist and composer Henri Vuitton, that somehow affected the sound. Is there something to that?
There's a lot of mystique about violin sound and what happens to them. Playing certainly helps, but I doubt very much that having been played by a famous violinist 100 years ago will change the way it plays now. However, the fact that it's been in active use will change it cumulatively over time. And the more a violin is played, that does vibrate things, and the fact that it was used by a great violinist at least gives it the stamp that you know it will work for a great violinist. That's what provenance is about.
Now, you service instruments for players, including Joshua Bell. You also make sought-after instruments yourself. How does this multimillion-dollar price tag affect the rest of the violin market?
Well, I think it's been a long time now that most violinists have no hope of owning a violin of that caliber. Forget $18 million. Even a moderate or low-priced Guarneri or Strad is out of the range of most musicians. You know, musicians are like jockeys now. You know, they get to ride the thoroughbreds that are owned by people who can afford to buy them. And in a certain way, it's like they don't own the means of production anymore.
Right.
So from my point of view, it belongs to the world of collectability and dealing and money, and that's a fine world. But when I work with musicians, you know, the best violin in the world is the one they love to pick up and put under their chin and play.
Sam Zygmuntowicz, he's a violin maker based in New York. He spoke to us about the Vuitton Guarneri, currently on the market for $18 million. Sam, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.